From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his series in the Book of Romans, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a two-part message entitled The Secure Standing of the Justified. The text is verses 1 through 5 of chapter 5, where the Apostle Paul sets forth the glorious results of justification by faith. According to verse 1, the first consequence of justification is peace with God. Verse 2 speaks of the access Christ has given us into the grace of God. As Dr. Cairns has emphasized, Christ not only introduces us into the presence of God, He also maintains that secure standing. This gives believers great liberty to take the gospel to the unsaved. In addition, the perfection of Christ's work gives believers perfect peace with God. Paul goes on to speak of the rejoicing in hope of the glory of God, a reference to the great confidence believers have of entering heaven because of Christ's work. Dr. Cairns will be with us in a few minutes. Before he comes, please enjoy this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning and Evening. This morning's text is found in Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 10. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. Comfort thyself, tried believer, with this thought. God says, I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. Does not the word come like a soft shower, assuaging the fury of the flame? Yea, is it not an asbestos armor against which the heat hath no power? Let affliction come. God has chosen me. Poverty, thou mayest stride in at my door, but God is in the house already, and He has chosen me. Sickness, thou mayest intrude, but I have a balsam ready. God has chosen me. Whatever befalls me in this vale of tears, I know that He hath chosen me. If, believer, thou requirest still greater comfort, remember that you have the Son of Man with you in the furnace. In that silent chamber of yours there sitteth by your side one whom thou hast not seen, but whom thou lovest. And oft times, when thou knowest it not, He makes all thy bed in thy affliction, and smooths thy pillow for thee. Thou art in poverty, but in that lonely house of thine, the Lord of life and glory is a frequent visitor. He loves to come into these desolate places, that He may visit thee. Thy friend sticks closely to thee. Thou canst not see him, but thou mayest feel the pressure of his hands. Dost thou not hear his voice? Even in the valley of the shadow of death, he says, Fear not, I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Remember that noble speech of Caesar, Fear not, thou carriest Caesar and all his fortune. Fear not, Christian, Jesus is with thee. In all thy fiery trials, his presence is both thy comfort and safety. He will never leave one whom he has chosen for his own. Fear not, for I am with thee, is his sure word of promise to his chosen ones in the furnace of affliction. Wilt thou not, then, take fast hold of Christ, and say, Through flood and flames, if Jesus lead, I'll follow where He goes.
My love.
Do you have a desire to study the Bible, but you're really not sure how to go about it? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study today.
Creator is not our enemy, but God as our righteous judge is the enemy of every sinner. Never forget it. And unless the wrath of God is appeased against our sin, all the repenting in the world will not save you from one of the pains of hell. My God is reconciled. He is satisfied with the blood of the Lamb. And thank God, I have peace with God. And it's not a temporary cessation of hostilities. It's not an armed truce. In fact, it's not a truce at all. It is the permanent removal of the wrath and curse of God and its replacement with His favor, His friendship, and His fellowship. This is the security that justified people enjoy. Safe from the wrath of God and granted a full acceptance with Him. But with that security, they also have assurance. Theologians and commentators dispute as to whether this peace with God is the kind of thing I've been talking about, God reconciled to us, or whether it is a peace that we have in our heart and conscience. And I have to say, you know, you can't have one without the other. The security rests in God being turned to us. But the assurance is that our former fear arising from guilt is removed. And instead of that fear, which His perfect love for us has forever cast out, instead of that awful foreboding of vengeance, we now have confidence that our Lord Jesus Christ has paid the full price for our redemption. And through that redeeming purchase of Christ, we have justification. That's the real answer to the accusations of the devil. And it's the real answer to the fears that arise in our hearts out of distrust for ourselves. I don't think there's a Christian here who has not come to distrust his own faith and his own repentance. Have you never been over that ground? Lord, did I believe sincerely enough? Did I pray passionately enough? Did I repent comprehensively enough? Did I even understand clearly enough? How many times I've talked to people and they've said, I was saved as a child and I have come to understand things about the gospel now that I never could have begun to have understood then. Satan would use that sort of thing to use your fear and your distrust of yourself to make you wonder, have I justifying grace? Have I this standing with God? But remember that our standing with God lies not in anything that we have done. Forgive the mixed metaphor, standing, lying, but it does not consist in anything that we have done, but in what Christ has done. And here's the thing, in what God the Father has done as a consequence of what Christ has done. Follow me carefully. Christ has done something, and as a consequence of what He did, God the Father has acted. And we have already been over this ground. The word justification that we have been considering, the end of Romans 5, is the decisive act of God in declaring us righteous because of the righteousness of Christ imputed to us. Romans 8. Who shall lay anything, verse 33, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. So our standing is assured and secure, because it rests on the merits and mediation of Christ. It's assured and secure because in justifying us, Christ gives us peace with God. And then let me make this point, and it's a very important one as we come toward the end of the passage. Believers have a secure standing because their justification carries in it a certain hope of the glory of God. Notice this carefully. Second part of verse 2. We rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed. Now, in looking at these verses, there are two things we need to do. First, we need to define the terms that are used, and then we need to put them all together and see how they apply to our general argument. First of all, the terms. Look at the word rejoice. We rejoice. That's the same verb that's translated in verse 3 as glory. We glory. It's the same verb that's translated in chapter 2, verse 17 and verse 23 as boast. Make our boast. This particular verb literally means to talk of oneself, and therefore to praise oneself. That's the meaning, to boast. But just as in English, so in Greek, it also carried the meaning of congratulating oneself. Speaking of oneself as blessed or as glorious. And then it approaches the meaning that really gets to the heart of our text. It means to glory in anything that we recognize as the source or the ground of our confidence, our honor, or our blessedness. Now we're getting someplace. This verb, to rejoice, it's not just to sound happy. Oh, it is that, but it's a whole lot more. It's a very substantial verb. It's saying we're glorying in something because we recognize that something to be the source and the ground of the honor and the blessedness and the confidence that we enjoy. Paul is saying, we exult. I think that's as near a full translation as you can get of it. Some like to use the word triumph here. And there is the idea of triumph. But it's more joy than victory. It's, we exult in the merits of Christ. Is that true of you? This is what the psalmist said in one of my favorite psalms. I've used hundreds of times in hospital visitation down through the years. Psalm 34, my soul shall make her boast. Where? In the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together. This is what he's saying here. We exult in the merits of Christ. We exult in the mediation of Christ. We express our joy in the secure standing into which Christ has introduced us, with all that that means for our present and our everlasting happiness. That's the word rejoice. Now for the word hope. We rejoice in hope. For some reason or other nowadays, hope is a very vague word. It's a very uncertain word. Hope to us is trying to feel good about a situation that really is a lot that tells you you don't have much reason to feel good at all. We're hoping, but we really don't see our way ahead. We're hoping that something might be. But that's not the New Testament meaning of the word hope. Hope is one of Paul's favorite words. Of the 53 times that it occurs in the New Testament, he accounts for 36 of them, and 13 of those in the book of Romans alone. In addition, the verb to hope appears 31 times, and of those 31 times, Paul uses it all by himself 19 times. This is one of his favorite terms. Why? Because hope in the New Testament, it's not something vague or uncertain. Hope, while it deals with the future, which is unseen, therefore yet unexperienced, hope deals with certainty. And hope, therefore, has the idea of confidence. A modern German commentator put it as well as anybody when he said, it is not, and I quote, the prospect of what might happen, but the prospect of what is already guaranteed. That's the New Testament meaning of hope. It is the confident prospect of what God has guaranteed. As I said, it has to do with the future. But, however, despite that, it gathers its sense of security and assurance not mainly by looking at the future. Oh, it looks at the future and it rejoices, but it gets its security looking backward to Calvary and upward to the throne. That's hope. And then the glory of God. Remember we saw in Romans 3:23 in studying that, that the glory of God may mean God's approbation or praise. It means conformity to God's holiness. It speaks of eternal glory, what we generally refer to as heaven, in the presence of God. It speaks of eternal life in all its sinless fullness in the immediate presence of our all-glorious King. That's the glory of God. But we are told we come short of the glory of God. We cannot earn God's praise. We have in the fall lost conformity to His holiness. We cannot attain the glorious beatific vision of God in His heavenly kingdom. We cannot attain to it. We come short of the glory of God. And yet the Lord Jesus prayed, John 17:24, for His people. And He said, Father, I will that they also whom Thou hast given Me be with Me where I am, that they may behold My glory. We come short of it, but Jesus prayed that we may experience it. By indwelling us, He guarantees that we will experience it. Colossians 1:27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. As we live on earth, we are not sinless. I would to God we were, but man, we're not sinless. But I will say this, what's happening to us if we're saved? 2 Corinthians 3:18, we are being transformed into His image from glory unto glory. There is a sanctifying, transforming work going on, but we're not sinless. So therefore that sanctifying work cannot in itself be the assurance of eternal security. For thank God, though we're not sinless, we're justified. And therefore we have the guarantee of glory. As Paul says, Romans 8:18, he speaks of the glory which shall be revealed in us.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.